relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Is this the Missouri Hour? Seriously, the former governor, Eric Greitens, will be in studio to talk about the unbelievable latest revelations concerning how he was removed from office and his future plans to run for the Senate. But now let's go to the junior senator from that state, former attorney general, the author of a new book, The Tyranny of Big Tech, a man who the left just loves to hate. Senator Josh Hawley, welcome to America First.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, so I'm delighted that my publisher, Regnery, has published this book after. Who were the snowflakes who said they dropped your contract? Which publisher was that?
That was Simon & Schuster. Simon & Schuster, who initially commissioned the book and had me write it, and then said, oh, no, you've got to be deplatformed, you've got to be silenced, we won't have anything to do with you. So I'm
so
glad
did you get, I need to know, did you get to keep the big, juicy advance?
I don't know how much of a juicy advance there was, but I did say this. I said, listen, if you come after me, I said at the time that they issued their statement that I wasn't just going to roll over for this. And if they came after me, I would go to court and defend myself. So fortunately, it did not come to that.
Unbelievable. Super excited. Regnery picked it up. It's The Tyranny of Big Tech by Josh Hawley. Follow him right now. Hawley M-O on Twitter. JoshHawley.com as well. Okay, so I'm going to read. It's been massively embargoed. My publisher said you can't mention anything until he's on the show. There's one sentence I will read from it, however. This book calls into question the reigning order of corporate liberalism, and it challenges the power of those who benefit from it. Big words, Senator Hawley. We've been hearing for years about how something has to be done. Is this the final plan that conservatives have been waiting for?
Well, I certainly think that I certainly hope that this book will help give conservatives some hope going forward for how we can go after these monopolies in the big tech space, but also these woke corporations, these multinational corporations who want to run our government. They want to run our politics. They want to run our foreign policy, the whole thing. And it's time for the American people to say, no, we're going to run our government and run our lives. Thank you very much. And it's time that we went out there and put control back into the hands of the people.
So what does that look like concretely? Because if you're conservatives, I'm a conservative. We're not big fans of government intervention. However, they've got this 230 immunity because they say they're not publishers. Can we break them up? Would breaking them up make a difference? Or would we have 100 censorious left-wing Facebooks as opposed to one? So give us some concrete examples of what you're proposing in The Tyranny of Big Tech.
I think that we should break them up. I mean, that is, I think, one of the most important things we could do, go right after their monopoly power. Their censorship, which is so terrible and dangerous, is important and is the threat that it is because they have monopoly power, because we don't have alternatives. You know, they kicked Donald Trump off of Twitter and Facebook. Where does he have to go? Nowhere, because there are no viable alternatives. They eliminated Parler. I mean, there are no viable alternatives. So I think breaking them up to get real competition into the market is absolutely vital. We also, though, I think, need to give individual citizens the right to sue these companies. Right now, they're protected by the federal government from lawsuits when they violate their own terms of service, their own terms of agreement. I think we need to give people the power to go to court, to hold them accountable when these tech companies discriminate on the basis of political viewpoint. If we made those changes, and I propose some more in the book, but if we made just those changes, I think we would dramatically alter the landscape and are back into the hands of the American people.
So it's not just about big tech. Let's open the aperture here. We're talking to Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri. There is a pattern, and I've discussed it on my TV show on Newsmax. I've discussed it here on the radio show. The Biden administration, in its policies inside the U.S. military, with its policies at DHS, with the announcement from Merrick Garland last week for more than $90 million being spent at DOJ and FBI to investigate domestic terrorism, there is a concerted effort to criminalize conservatives. You were at the epicenter of that after January the 6th. You were called an insurrectionist, a leader of the violence. How concerned are you that this isn't just about censorship, Senator Hawley? This is an attempt to turn 74 million Americans into putative terrorists.
That's exactly what I'm concerned about, and I think the threat is very, very real. I mean, for a party that ran on unity, as the Democrats claimed that they did, you look what they have done in their first few months of office, and you look at their rhetoric, their language, what they're saying about conservatives, what they're saying about those who supported former President Trump, who supported Republican candidates. It's unbelievable. And you're exactly right, Sebastian. What they say is that if you talk about election integrity, then you're a racist and you're probably an insurrectionist. If you said, as I did, that we need to have a debate on the floor of the Senate about election integrity before we certify the last election, then they said you are no different than the violent criminal rioters. Of course, now the same party was fine with violent criminal rioters all the previous year when they were destroying, when they were attacking courthouses and assaulting cops and burning down buildings. That was all okay. But then on January 6th, my gosh, if you stand up for election integrity, oh no, now you are a violent criminal rioter. It is all in service of control. They want political control. They want economic control. And what we've got to do is take our stand on the Constitution of the United States in defense of free speech, in defense of the rule of the people. And we've got to say we are going to fight for these things.
Okay. How are we going to fight is a question for me. We're talking to Senator Josh Hawley. The book is The Tyranny of Big Tech, out yesterday. And I have a bone to pick with you and your colleagues in the upper house, in the Senate, because we have great things happening in the House. Regular guests here on the show, real freedom fighters, whether it's Jim Jordan, Scalise, whether it's Matt Gaetz, whether it's Elise Stefanik, who was on the show earlier today, whether it's Louis Gohmert, all of our buddies who come on here regularly. There seems to be a caucus. There seems to be an America First, hardcore MAGA wind blowing through the House. I look at the Senate, especially in the last 3 months, and I don't see any of that. And let me give an example, a concrete one. I didn't see how you voted in this case, but I think it wasn't what I expected. We had Lisa Monaco, who was the architect of the Obama terrorism policy, the disastrous DHS advisor for Obama, who was nominated by Biden to the second most powerful position in the Department of Justice, second in command under Merrick Garland. And she is the person who helped ISIS become what it was today by her incredibly bad policy advice. Every single Republican senator, except Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, voted to approve this woman. How are we ever going to win, Senator Hawley, if we don't play hardball? Because I know if that was one of Trump's nominees, there is no way that every Democrat bar two would have voted for her. So when is the Senate GOP going to get serious about winning?
Well, listen, I agree with that. And you're talking to a guy who has taken quite a bit of heat from the D.C. press corps, which, by the way, usually tells you you're doing the right thing.
Right.
For opposing more of Biden's nominees than anybody else in the Senate. And what I say about that is listen, I will vote for people who I think will either do no harm or will do well by the people of Missouri. But I don't think that the president has the right to demand that I vote for every person whom he wants on his team, and certainly for folks who are going to be actively destructive. And the same thing goes with his agenda. You know, I was the only Republican to vote no on Senator Hirono's bill. that I think it helps criminalize speech in this country. They called it the Asian American Hate Crimes Bill. It actually didn't have anything to do with hate crimes. It didn't define any new hate crimes. What it did do is give the Department of Justice the power to define offensive speech and to help state and local governments track it and monitor it and create a database for it. And I just said, I can't support this on First Amendment grounds. I cannot support this. I was the only Republican who voted no on it, 94-1. But that's what it takes to stand on principle. So all of that to say, I think we are in heated agreement. I just say to my colleagues in the Senate all the time, we have to be a credible alternative. We've got to put forward a different vision. The American people, if you want them to rally to us, you've got to take a stand and give them something to rally to. And I think that it is vital, vital that we do that in this time.
All right. Keep your eye on Lisa Monaco, please. Senator Hawley, follow him right now. Hawley, M-O. We've got 30 seconds left. The book is The Tyranny of Big Tech. What is your advice to those who are using social media right now and who are conservatives?
Use it less. I would say use it less. Social media, they track you everywhere you go. They build a dossier on you. I think that we've got to not give them control over our lives. We've got to live as much of our lives off these platforms as we can. And then we've got to get together and insist that government break up this power and give us control back over our own lives, our own data.
All right. He's got a plan. It's called The Tyranny of Big Tech, just published. He's the junior senator from Missouri. Follow him right now. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is the Salem Radio Network and America First. Stay on this channel. Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain like I was for 9 years, almost a decade? Lower back pain, nothing I did worked. If you are and you've tried everything else, you've got to try Relief Factor. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. And it's not just me. It's people like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. There's only one way to find out, and it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't you deserve to know? I think I know the answer to that question. Yes, you deserve to know. What have you got to lose? I tell you what you have to lose. Just the pain. Find out now. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, sir. Thank you kindly. Two stories juxtapositioned here from the swamp, both about the swamp. Muriel Bowser, the mayor of this cesspit, has now banned dancing and standing at weddings. Not just dancing, standing at weddings. So what is happening? Couples are cancelling. Why would you even want to have your wedding in D.C.? It's like a war zone with a giant fence protecting Nancy and National Guard troops. It's either a ghost town with everything closed down or a war zone. And now, you're not allowed to stand at weddings because COVID is going to get you. In the meantime, this is from the Daily Wire, John Brown. The mayor of D.C., the aforementioned Muriel Bowser, has been added to the Democrat Governors Association. Did you get me? Did you hear that? The governors, because they think that she should be a governor of a state. Yeah, it's some kind of quasi-observer status, but you know what they're doing. They're prepping the battlefield. They're prepping the narrative so they can just kind of, when you're not watching, they're just going to vote it in. Is it going to happen? We can't let it happen. We've got to push back. Push back on what? The propaganda, not just from the DNC, but from people who are, I can't say it. He's meant to be a comedian. He's one of the most unfunny people on television. He's called Seth Meyers, and we're going to show you a propaganda clip from a comedy show that could have been produced in North Korea to push their regime. Cut 9, play cut.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden seems to have checkmated Republicans with a strategy so shocking it never occurred to them. Doing popular things that people like.
Thanks to the Biden administration's accelerated vaccination push, new cases of COVID are at the lowest point since the beginning of October. In addition, Biden's stimulus package has provided the spark he promised. Look at some of these numbers. U.S. gross domestic product, GDP, hit 6.4%. That's the second best quarterly reading since 2003. Thanks to the stimulus, Americans actually have more money to spend. The amount of money an individual household has after taxes increased $2.36 trillion.
Can you stop it and just pause it? Just a reminder, this is a comedy show. Press play.
1%. It's the first quarter of 2021.
And as President Biden completes his first 100 days in office, a majority of Americans are more optimistic about the next year. That is according to a new ABC News Ipsos poll. Nearly two-thirds, 64%, are optimistic about the direction of the country.
Wow, optimism. That is not a feeling Americans are used to.
Are you laughing? That was, that was like Peter Sellers. That was like the best Pink Panther. It was like, that's a priceless Steinway. Not anymore. I mean, that was just took me back to the dead parrot skit from Monty. I mean, just how? I mean, how does he do it? I mean, that comedy and his voice. How does he do the voice? Okay, not funny, but it tells you that they're desperate. They don't even have a laugh track. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Judy in Brooklyn, line 3. Welcome to America First, Judy.
Hi, Dr. Gorka, by the way, not Mr. Gorka.
Thank you. Have you got something to tell me, Judy?
I sure do, absolutely. You know, a lot of stuff goes on my mind as I'm holding on. Like, Elise Stefanik, she's a powerhouse. I was the honor of being thrown off Facebook 6 times, but I did text something. And guess who answered my comment, who loved my comment? I was supportive of her and everything. And she was begging for people to please help her with the funds because Hollywood is against her with the impeachment. She was fantastic. Guess who answered my tweet and loved it? Keanu Reeves. Actor Keanu Reeves. I was thrown up.
What was the tweet? What was the tweet?
I was supporting her and I was, you know, I was coming
hang on.
Hang on.
You supported Elise Stefanik and Keanu Reeves said, good for you.
He loved it, and knowing that, then I went back to tweet back. I was shocked because I happen to be a fan of his. I'm not a fan of everyone, but I am a fan of his. So I was really shocked. And then guess what? On his thing, you'll see his best friends are God and guns. Like, it's just so
have you
him.
Seen
it's
the
so
video
him.
Of him doing competitive shooting?
No. Guns and God. That's his thing.
No, but have you seen him shoot competitively?
No.
The guy is
not.
A machine. He went to Terran Tactical, which made the guns for his movies. What are they called?
He did a bunch of movies.
John Wick.
The John Wick movies. Okay. And instead of just saying it's going to be CGI and blanks, he went to the manufacturers, the custom shop, and they trained him. And he does, it's like a minute long. He does a competition shoot with handgun, rifle, and shotgun. And the guy is an animal, Judy. Absolutely.
He's a martial artist.
But that's one thing. You've got to be a hoplolite. You've got to be a gun, a hoplophile. You've got to be a gun guy as well. So, but that's not why he called. Why did you call?
No. So he's very conservative. And he's really got, he loved her too. I just want to throw that out.
Yes.
And the other thing, we have to push back against BLM intimidation against police and everyone else. That's another thing. But here's what I'm calling about. I need your input, okay?
Uh-huh.
They want education control as well, I want you to know. And you know that you were, in charge of education, your wife also. In September, Dr. Gorka, the powers that be want all schools to teach critical race theory, which to me is a war on
white. According to who?
Oh, I heard. According, they have a mandatory curriculum now.
I need the source. Who said this?
Oh, I heard it. You know, I heard it.
All right, Judy, stay on the line. Stay on the line. That's too big. I need that news. Talk to Jeff. If you've got a source, I need to hear it. Because the idea that you can mandate CRT everywhere, we need to discuss that. Mary, Jacksonville, line one.
Hi, I can't believe I got three. This is crazy.
Thank you for your patience, Mary.
Oh, no problem. I'm just thrilled I'm here. I'm just, oh my goodness. But anyhow, so check this in the CIA who has this generalized anxiety thing. No one serving in a sensitive position like that should have a problem like that, much less tell about it. Kind of like the other guy. It's like,
be proud. She's proud of the fact that she has mental issues.
Holy mackerel, Batman. What is wrong with people anymore? Were they left on a porch as a baby and they just don't know how to deal with things? Where were their parents?
Not dealing with it. It's what you said first, Mary. It's the fact that they're openly talking about it and saying, hey, that makes me cool. I'm not all there. I can't handle things. I get general anxiety disorder, which must be really good when I'm deployed to Afghanistan, which I think that woman probably never has and never should be.
Right, and she's got children, and she broadcasts that too. You don't do that.
No. I think Mary, I'm gonna go on the line. Right now, I'm going to go on record, and I think Mary would be a better officer for the National Clandestine Service of the CIA than that complete snowflake joke of a woman. God bless you, Mary. Thank you for your calls. This is America First. Next in studio, a man who knows more than most about the swamp, the former governor of Missouri, Eric Greitens. This is America First. Our website, sebgorka.com. Check it out now, sebgorka.com.
Whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
It's all too easy to let the corruption and the radicalism get to you. For me, you know, it's my father. It's what he went through. The betrayal, the torture, the imprisonment, that gives me that kind of, okay, bring it attitude. But for most Americans who don't have that family history, when you come up against the corruption, when they try and destroy you and your family, it can be really tough. But perseverance pays off, and we have somebody who can prove that right now. He's an individual who was the 56th governor of Missouri, who's now running, God bless him, for the Senate with a great tagline. I love this. Conservative, outsider, Navy SEAL. Eric Greitens, Governor Greitens, welcome back to America First.
Hey, so good to be on with you, man. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so this story, your story, is blowing up again.
Yes.
With regards to the Soros-funded prosecutor who decided, Missouri may have chosen Greitens, but I'm going to take him down. Will you tell us what John Solomon and others have uncovered or have written about in just the last few days with regards to what happened to you and the final chance for some real justice?
Some real justice is coming. So the big news is that the Soros-funded prosecutor, Kim Gardner, and when we say Soros-funded prosecutor, let's be clear, the vast majority of her funding, 68 to 73% of her funding, came directly from one donor. That donor was George Soros.
Incredible.
Soros paid to push Kim Gardner into office. When I was governor, I stood up for our police officers. And most importantly, when Antifa came to Missouri in 2017, we defeated them. We did it with clarity, with courage, with compassion. We protected everyone's constitutional rights, but we're also very clear that throwing a brick through a window is not free speech. And if you assault a law enforcement officer, you are going to be arrested. Well, after that, a George Soros-funded prosecutor attacked me. She made up a completely false case against me. She
the evidence of which disappeared.
There was
right?
there was never any evidence of anything. Literally, no evidence. And what she did, she hired, rather than using the police or her own investigator, she hires a former FBI investigator named William Tisby, who today has been charged with 7 felonies for perjury and evidence tampering, for creating a false case against me. And just yesterday, John Solomon did an incredible report.
Yes.
Encourage everybody to go out to justthenews.com. John Solomon read through every word of a 73-page complaint.
Which is what he does, because he's a real journalist.
He's a real journalist. He looked at the actual facts, and what he found is that they have found now probable cause to take away Kim Gardner's law license because she engaged in 62 separate violations, 79 separate false statements that she made to the judge, to the court, to her own prosecution team. She completely manufactured a false case against me, and now the truth is coming out. My hope is that this will be the beginning, because we've seen this with the Trump-Russia collusion hoax. We've seen how the left has weaponized law enforcement. I'm glad that justice is coming in my case, of course, but we need to see this across the country. She will be, if she loses her law license, the first Soros-funded prosecutor in the country to face discipline for what she's doing.
We're talking to Eric Greitens, the former governor. Follow him right now at Eric Greitens. We've only got a few seconds left in this segment. Has she responded to this story?
Oh, well, of course. And you can guess what she said. She said she had to lie. She had to make this up because there's racism out there. And that's the defense, is racism.
I'm not
you
sure
see,
that works
what, are
in
you
front
surprised?
Of, I'm not sure that works. Does it work? You know, when you're committing felonies. I'm
you
not
know,
sure.
I don't know what's going to happen. But that was her defense: is that this is all racist, and that's why she had to lie 79 times.
Incredible. The story is only now unfolding, but it proves that if you never give up, if you never give in, if you have the attitude of those frogmen, those seals, you can win. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. He's staying in studio. He's not going anywhere. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I need to make sure that all of our listeners are strong, strong as we can be, because we need to take our republic back. What do? You stay healthy. You got to exercise. You got to eat right. And if, you know, you can't always eat right, but you've got to have the right nutrients. Do what I do. Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature is absolutely superlative. 6 little capsules you take every day, 3 green for vegetables, 3 green for fruit, that provide you remarkably with 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. I just call it health in your hand. Things that, you know, your mom wanted you to eat so you could be healthy. Things that you may not like. Yeah, I know the devil made kale, okay? It's not passing my lips. Not as kale, but maybe. Hidden in Balance of Nature, it works. So do what I do every single day. Take that Balance of Nature and be the healthiest you can be. Order right now, and Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first order. What have you got to lose? Try it out today. Call 800-246-8751. It's a super easy number, but write it down. 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. But for the massive discount, you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A.
America First. Magnificent.
Another man who was targeted by the left, who's being targeted right now, is my friend Mike Lindell, a truth teller. 25 corporations are boycotting him. Why? Because he's a conservative. Support him directly. Go to his website, mypillow.com. Over 100 incredible products. All of them superb. I use them. Check them out. Not just the pillow that never gets hot, never loses its shape. President Trump uses them. I use them. If you mention my name, Mike's going to give you up to 66% off. Call 800-829-8468. Send the fascistic cancel culture leftists a message. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. MyPillow.com and promo code Gorka. We're back with Governor Greitens, formerly of Missouri, now running for the Senate. We'd run a little bit of a different radio show here if you guys didn't realize. I don't tell people what I'm going to ask them, and guests don't get approval on what I'm going to ask them. I'm sorry. This isn't fake news here. This is real, okay? This is live. So I'm going to ask you a question that may be too tender for you, but I'm going to ask because I've been there, so I'm fine about talking about it. They had to destroy you because you wanted to represent the state. What they did to you, tell me how much it has cost you financially, and tell me, what is the burden, what has the cost been on you and your family?
So it is a tremendous, tremendous cost. Let's talk emotional, financial, spiritual. They go after you, and they try to destroy you.
And this isn't hyperbole. The left, they have a handbook. Yes. It's Saul Alinsky.
Yes.
It's the politics of personal destruction, and they mean destruction. I've been there. Share your experience.
Yeah, look, I was in Iraq. I was hit by a suicide truck bomb. In some ways, it's more honest, right? The terrorists are coming at you. They're trying to kill you. It's open war. What the left does, what the propaganda press does. And one side comment, and I'll come back to your question. These Soros-funded prosecutors can only get away with this because the media is complicit.
Yeah.
The media is completely, they push
force
these lies,
and
then they come, and the force multipliers, and they push all of these lies. So, and I'll give you an example of how this works. When they do this, when they make these false, terrible charges against you, everybody reads it, including your family, including my nephew. And I was his hero. I was Uncle Eric, the Navy SEAL. And then there are all of these false charges. And they're not just printed in the local newspaper. They work together with the press to push them everywhere.
This is crucial. So when I was in the White House, I'd see one hit piece drop on me by a big, you know, whatever, post or whatever. And then by the end of that same working day, there would be 30 versions.
Yes.
It looks like it's another journalist. It looks like it's another. No, it's a cut and paste. And it just, oh, my God, well, it must be true because, it's the same story. It's the same fabrication reprinted 30 times with a different letterhead.
Yes, and then somebody goes out there and they Google your name, and what do they find? There's this pages and pages of negativity. And then they've got, you know, they might swap out the picture, the headline, but it's all the same lies.
So how did your family survive?
Well, look, for me, for my parents, for my brothers, for a lot of my close friends, one of the things that I will tell you, and you may have had the same experience going through this, in some ways, while you're going through it, it's incredibly hard, but there is a blessing in that you realize who all your true friends are.
Oh, yes.
You realize who all of your true friends are, all of the folks who've been there for you, stood with you, and when they stand with you through this, it's like when I went through the SEAL teams, you create this unbreakable bond because they stand with you through the hardship and they don't believe the lies because they know who you are. But it's painful. It goes out and everybody sees it. And that's what they do. They work with the propaganda press to push it. And to your other point, keep in mind and this is important, not just for me, but whenever your audience hears about the government attacking someone, they are attacking them with taxpayer dollars.
Yes.
And they will spend millions of dollars to attack someone, to push lies, to do all of this. And yet, you, most of the time, have to defend yourself with your own money.
Right.
And they know there's a limit for everybody. I'd spent my life, I'd been a Navy SEAL, but I'd written some books. They were New York Times bestsellers. I felt like I had done well for myself. I'd secured my family before I went in. But they will go after you. I mean, my buddy Bob McDonnell, who was found innocent 9-0 by the Supreme Court, $20 million legal bill he's talked about to fight all of that
so
stuff. That's what they do.
Are you crazy? Why are you running for Senate?
Well, because at the end of the day, I recognize that we all have one life to live. And at the end of my life, I don't want to look back and be the guy who stepped away from the fight. I knew my sport growing up was boxing. All right. And I learned.
Hey, your ears look good for a boxer.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, the nose, I had a good coach. He taught me how to slip a little, right?
How to bob.
Yeah. Yeah. How to bob, do a little weaving. So I also knew when I hit my limit, right? I mean, I was good for a college boxer. I didn't try and do anything pro. I knew where my limit was. But, you know, you can lose a round and still win the fight. And you can lose a round. You can be hit really hard. You can be knocked down. You can think that it's all over, but you go back to the corner, you get yourself together, and you step back out into the fight. And right now, our country's at stake.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I have talked about this. This is the time. It's no time for the Sunshine Patriots. Now is the time for everybody who's listening to this program to ask yourself what you're going to do. This is what I can do. But we all have to step forward and find ways to fight for our country because the radical left is on the march.
I love that. Did you hear what he just said? We all have to find ways to fight for our country. Follow this man. Support him, please. EricGreitens.com is where you can do that. And then follow him on Twitter, at Eric Greitens. Last message, 30 seconds, Governor. Your message to those who feel intimidated and feel like giving up?
Look, this is the time, okay? I worked with veterans who'd come home from Iraq who'd lost eyesight, who'd lost limbs. The most serious injury, though, was when they lost a sense of purpose. The left wants you to quit. The left wants you to stop talking to your neighbors. The left wants you to go home and stop voting. The left wants you to give up, but we will not do it. Every generation of Americans has had to step forward and fight for this country. Now is our time, and if we do it, we can win. We will revive our republic together.
Amazing. We got the title for this segment, guys. Eric, write it down. The left wants you to quit. And we're not gonna. Sorry, snowflakes. Eric Greitens, God bless you.
Appreciate
your speed.
Thank you.
I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. EricGreitens.com coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
News and talk radio is still really popular, even in the internet age. What you are about to hear them say is mind-boggling.
Here's looking at you, snowflake. America first.
It only boggles your mind if you're stealthy. Poor old stealthy. What an... Jeff was worried. He didn't see me tweet for at least 24 hours last week. He thought I'd been kidnapped or something. But I know what I'm going to tweet today. The left wants you to quit. Don't quit. Hey, Jeff. You've left a cut for me. It's this guy with a weird name, Michael Smirkonish. Who is that?
He is a guy that used to be a radio host in Philadelphia. He did right-wing talk on a conservative station. He was basically put there because Don Imus was fired, and they had to fill the hole. It was the Rush Limbaugh station, so he did actually pretty good for a while. He was
as a conservative.
Yeah, and he was a terrible radio host then. I'm not just saying that because he went left-wing. I couldn't even listen to him when he was right-wing. He was horrible. He had no talent, so what he decided to do in 2008, because he also wrote for the Inquirer, he went and he endorsed Obama, said that he was much better than McCain for this and that, even though he was a conservative. And then a couple months later, he got a CNN show.
Okay, and then you got a cut from him. Is this on CNN?
I think it's CNN. It's not on CNN. I think he put it on social media.
Okay, and this is the next thing in COVID. You've got to see this. Michael, really, I'm a conservative, Smirkonish. Cut four, play cut.
Here's an option. There was a USA Today essay that was published by a former prosecutor named Michael Stern. And I discussed this briefly on radio yesterday. He says, we've got to shun folks. We've got to shun people into getting vaccinated. The shunning suggestion is this. Businesses should make vaccination a requirement for employment. A COVID outbreak can shut down a business and be financially devastating, and failure to enforce basic health and safety measures is not fair to employees who have to work in offices, factories, and stores where close contact is required. Things should get personal, too. People should require friends to be vaccinated to attend the barbecues and birthday parties they host. Friends don't let friends spread COVID. Friends don't let friends spread COVID. Yesterday's survey question at Smirconish.com asked whether it's time to shun. 7,241 people responded. What do you think the percentage was who said yes? How about 73%?
Well, Saddam Hussein was reelected with 84%. So, hey, that's great. You know who should be shunned? You should be shunned, Smirconish. Because a COVID outbreak could shut a business down. Hey, Smirconish, do you know what shut businesses down? It wasn't COVID. It was the Democrats. It was the governors that are still shutting those businesses down in Democrat states. You hack. We're going to shun you. I had fun today, and it's going to get better. We got a doozy of a show for you tomorrow. Don't miss one second of it. In the meantime, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.